Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and certainly good to be back with you today. Today, I want to talk a little bit about an article I read from Mark Driscoll. If you guys are not familiar with Mark Driscoll too much, he's the pastor of Mars Hill Church out in Washington and the state of Washington. And they just legalized marijuana for recreational use in Washington, and so he decided to write an e-book and an article about it. And you know, he talks about how people who and you know, the guy is so controversial as it is. He's the cussing pastor, they called him, and all kind of stuff. But he's very controversial, and I, you know, he's got some really great things he preaches about, and he can be a wonderful preacher, but then he gets off on these weird tangents and just, you know, he builds up a stone wall that's, strong in the Lord, and then in one little swoop will knock it down and go step backwards 5 steps. It's just I don't understand the boy. I wish he'd get himself straightened out. But anyway, he starts out in his little article by saying, I have been asked these questions. Well, actually, it starts out by saying, when my home state of Washington legalized the recreational use of marijuana, this, of course, led to a host of pastoral questions and issues. He says, I've been asked these questions for years, as Mars Church has always reached out to a high, pun intended, percentage of single young guys living typical irresponsible urban lives. These guys are not generally very theological, but curiously they tend to know at least 2 Bible verses, and they are Genesis 1:29. The NIV says, then God said, I give you every seed bearing plant on the face of the whole earth. Luke 6:37 says, the catch-all in case of guilty emergency break glass verse, paraphrased, meaning thou shalt not judge. Now, you know, over the years, his default answer has always been Romans 13:1-7, which I'm sure most of you know means basically that believers must submit to the laws of government as long as there's no conflict with the higher laws of God in Scripture. He says this was a simple way to say no to recreational pot smoking, but now that recreational marijuana use is no longer illegal, according to my state laws at least, the guiding question is now twofold. Is using marijuana sinful, or is it wise? He said, some things are neither illegal, forbidden by government and laws, nor sinful, forbidden by God in Scripture, but they are unwise. For example, eating a cereal box instead of the cereal in it, it's not illegal nor sinful, but it's foolish. It's, you know, now there's an example of, like I said, now he's taking stupid stuff and trying to make an intelligent conversation out of it, in my opinion. He said, this explains why the Bible speaks not only of sin, but also folly, particularly in places such as the book of Proverbs. There are innumerable things that won't get you arrested or brought under church discipline, but they are just foolish and unwise, the kind of things people often refer to by saying that's just stupid. And that is a fact. What does it say here? I'm not sure what he's saying here. It says full disclosure is the next section of his article, and it says, I have smoked pot as many times as I have been pregnant, which means none. I grew up next to the SeaTac airport before the area was incorporated as a city. Practically, this meant there was no local law enforcement. Drug deals openly were taking place and frequently on Pacific Highway South, which was legendary for brazen prostitution and blah, blah, blah. Then he goes on to talk about how he saw drugs many times, but he never touched the stuff. He did smoke a Cuban cigar one time while in the Bahamas, and that was it. He said, simply put, my view of recreational marijuana is not motivated by guilt from my past or present, nor do I have any desire to partake in the future. I have never smoked weed, I will never smoke weed, and I will strongly urge our 5 children to never smoke weed. As a pastor, I would never encourage anyone to smoke weed recreationally. Medicinal use is another matter, which he said we'll deal with this in a little bit later in the book. Now, He says, pot's not beer. Many will attempt to treat marijuana usage as analogous to alcohol, but while the Bible does speak of alcohol, it never mentions marijuana, which means the issue requires a great deal of consideration before arriving at a thoughtful Christian position. All that said, the following is a brief book on marijuana use. It's not meant to be definitive and blah, blah, blah. And he goes on to talk about, you know, the legalization of marijuana and who voted for it and, you know, just those kinds of things. And the biggest percentage was 18 to 29-year-olds, 54%. So, you know, but he also said 65 and over voted 30% in favor. So who knows what's going on with that thing? But anyway, medical marijuana, he goes on to say, is, you know, a different perspective. You know, well, let's see what he goes on to say. I was reading that here. Allow medical use without full legalization is option three of what he thinks we should decide. He says a third position argues that while marijuana should not be available on the open market, it should be available for medicinal purposes. Citing the same views as the anti-legalization position, drug policy advisor Kevin A. Sabat writes, marijuana should not be sold on the open market. Legal alcohol, tobacco, and prescription drugs kill more than 500,000 people a year. And research tells us that access to, you know, leads to bigger and greater use and that kind of thing. And I can't disagree with that. At the same time, Sabat acknowledges that strict enforcement can also be harmful as well. Few people are in jail or prison for mere possession of marijuana. The moral question, Mark Driscoll says, is should Christians use marijuana? And he goes on to say, as is the case in Washington State, when the government legalizes marijuana use, either recreational or medicinal, Christians cannot embrace the practice simply because the government approves. Instead, we must ask whether the practice is one that Scripture views as morally acceptable. Excuse me. He goes on to cite some things. You know, it's legal in the eyes of the government. For both adultery and abortion are sinful in God's eyes, but neither is a crime according to some of the government here. That's why he says we have to be very careful on that. Any illegal use of marijuana is not immoral. That's one option that he says we could adapt. Another one is recreational use of marijuana is immoral. Medicinal use is immoral until science is more conclusive. That's the second, and then the morality of medical marijuana. And it just goes on and on and on and talks about the different, options. And then, number C again, for this option on the use is, as I said, recreational use is immoral, but medicinal use is permissible. And he goes on to say that, you know, some Christians are less skeptical of the current scientific evidence and say that Christians can use marijuana medicinally, but not recreationally. There are biblical rationales for such a position. Mr. Bosch was quoted as saying, the Presbyterian Church USA's position on pot smoking, which they adopted during the 2006 general election, notes that Matthew 25:35 calls for people to give aid to those who are suffering. So that's how he thinks of that. And that's how they think of that. Now, Presbyterians. Now, in fact, he goes on to say, a variety of Christian denominations and groups have supported the medical use of marijuana. The Presbyterian Church USA, the United Methodist Church, the United Church of Christ, the Progressive National Baptist Convention, and the Episcopal Church. They've either have all either issued resolutions or signed statements supporting the use of marijuana under the supervision of a doctor. Now, remember, this is for medicinal uses, for medicine. Those churches have said that they agree with it. What does Mark's conclusion to all of this say? Should it be legal? He said, I would advocate that the soundest Christian response to the legal question is option C. Now, you remember what I said, option C, that recreational use should be illegal, but that medicinal use may be allowed. Based upon Christian convictions, I do not support the legalization of recreational marijuana use. Regarding medicinal use, which I have studied this issue, or excuse me, while I have studied this issue, the truth is, that I am not a medical doctor and therefore do not feel comfortable debating the potential medicinal benefits of marijuana. I'll leave that aspect of the conversation to others more qualified. Should Christians use marijuana, he says? Well, I would advocate that the soundest Christian response to the moral question, again, is option C, that recreational use is immoral, but medicinal use may be permissible. In other words, my answer is no for recreational use, but again, I'm open to the possibility of medical benefits in some cases under doctor's supervision. Now, I just want to tell you that to me, now folks, listen to me. To me, that's the most ridiculous bullcrap statement I have heard in a long time. Mark Driscoll, I'm telling you openly, that's a cop out. I would advocate that the soundest Christian response to the moral question is option C, Mark said. Here's what option C said once again, that recreational use of marijuana is immoral, but medicinal use may be permissible. How in the name under God can you say that something is immoral, but if you're sick, it's no longer immoral? It's still immoral, you moron. What in the name of life can the man be thinking? Have you ever heard? Now, this man's a big-time preacher, folks. You guys that's heard of him know this. You folks that haven't heard of him, you better find out who he is so you don't fall under his nonsense. That's insanity. It's immoral to just use it for the fun of it. But it's not immoral to use it for medicine. If it's immoral, it's immoral. It does not change its moral boundaries just because some doctor said use it. Morality is from the Lord. If you think the Lord says it's not moral to use marijuana for fun, then it's not moral to use it for anything because it's immoral. Just because a doctor said different, not the Lord. The Lord never told Mark that it's okay to use it if you're sick. Evidently, the Lord's convicted him that it's immoral. But if a doctor says use it, that's cool. Bull crapola. And you know why I think that's for that reason? Because Mark Driscoll's church is filled with young men that he admits use marijuana. And that's their escape. That's their little loop. That's their little loophole they found to justify their stupidity and their immorality. Mark Driscoll's got umpteen thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of young people that follow him like a god. And him talking like this is just more fodder for their failure. Do you understand what I'm saying out there? It's just more fodder for their failure. It's stupid, and it's sickening, and he goes on to say, finally, I'm aware that this brief book will trigger some discussion and debate. I welcome that. Sure you do, because you love headlines. You're a media hog, and you know it. And I'm sorry that I'm so hard on this man, but listen to me. The man's leading people astray all over the place with nonsense like this. We can't be tolerant. What did I say yesterday on the show? Compromise. Compromise is becoming the downfall of the church in America. And here's Mark. He's giving Mark Driscoll, giving people an opportunity to compromise. Baloney. Wake up out there, America. Wake up, world. It's sad. It's sick. It's dangerous. Something's got to be done about it, folks. We're going down fast. You get leading preachers in America like Mark Driscoll publishing nonsense like this. It's the most stupidest remark I've heard. And it's got to cease. We've got to stand up and start following the Lord God, just like I said in yesterday's program. It's time to get back in the good graces of the Lord Jehovah. Get on your knees, people, for a change. I would venture to say there's millions of Christians out there never wore out a pair of blue jeans or a nylon hose on your knees praying, men and women. It's about time you did. If you can't stand the pain, get a pillow. But get on them knees. Beg the Lord for forgiveness for our stupid ways and our failure to follow Him. I love all of you, and I know I sound harsh, but I do it in love, folks. I love you so much. God loves you. See you tomorrow.